This is New England Public Radio News. Legendary Red Sox center fielder Jim Pearsall died earlier this month at the age of 87. Our commentator Robert Floyd had an encounter with the heralded player he'll never forget.
I was going on 6 years old. My dad, a reserved man yet full of cunning, informed me that Jim Pearsall was in town. Jim Pearsall, my first hero. He was known for his on-field clowning, yet he excelled in his sport. Ted Williams described him as the best defensive center fielder he'd ever seen. And that year, 1952, he wore the Red Sox uniform. Back then, there was only one sport, baseball. One team, the Red Sox. But how could it be? I peppered my dad with questions. Dad, this is Fall River. Jim Pearsall plays in Boston. Why would he come here and at a market?
To sign baseballs, my dad explained.
I didn't know baseball players ever left the field. But I had a ball and I wanted it signed. Pearsall's visit coincided with lunchtime. Nobody missed or was late for lunch. We promised Mom we'd be back in time. Off we went to the First National Supermarket, my baseball clutched in my little hands. The line inside crossed the entire front of the store and curved down the farther aisle. Pearsall was out of sight. The line was too long. Dad said, "Let's go home." But I put my little foot down, a first for me. I assaulted my dad with rapid-fire pleas, and then, "Come with me." He tore off ahead of me down aisle one. I followed in hot pursuit. We flew across the back of the store, turned up aisle seven, canned vegetables, and there Pearsall was, standing, all 6 feet of him, with his back to us. Suddenly, I was petrified. "Yellow Jimmy," Dad coached. "He'll think he knows you and will turn around." "But, Dad, Jimmy, nobody calls him that."
"Nobody did back then."
"Jim," I suggested.
"Won't work," Dad said. Hesitantly, I walked ahead, alone.
"Jimmy!"
Pearsall spun around. Was he angry?
Nope.
He was clearly delighted. Maybe he recognized a fellow prankster. He reached toward my outstretched hand with his pen.
It was a home run. I had my sign ball. My dad had scored once more. And we made it back in time for lunch.
Robert Floyd is a photojournalist. He lives in Southampton, Massachusetts.